The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 34 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths in its latest update posted November 9. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Barrie, 19, 5 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 4 people between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 2 are linked to close contact, and 3 are listed as community-acquired, no known link. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 1 is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the other 2 are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are listed as close contact and 1 is still under investigation. Orillia, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is outbreak-related. Severn, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Tay, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Included in the new cases reported today are 26 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 7 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 300 active cases in the region. 20 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,338 cases of COVID-19 with 13,770 of those cases recovered and 268 cases ending in death. More than 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Peter's Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 8, 5 cases. Unnamed private school in Simcoe County, declared November 3, 2 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 4, 2 cases. ECC Samuel de Champlain Public School, Orillia, declared November 3, 7 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 9 cases. Assiniboine Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 16 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 29 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 16 cases. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 4, 3 cases. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 3, 3 cases. Unnamed fitness and recreation facility, declared November 2, 2 cases. Unnamed shelter, declared November 1, 21 cases. A second unnamed shelter, declared November 8, 4 cases. Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit, declared October 29 to 11 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. An outbreak Mill Creek Care Centre in Barrie declared October 15 as now over, as of November 8. There were fewer than 5 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases associated with the outbreak. The outbreak at Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene has also been declared over as of November 5. There were 16 local cases associated with that outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 9. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17 1,898 74.7%, Berry 4,799 4, 520,124 the 11th of November 8 3,128 83.9%, Bradford WG 2,283 2,225 39 November 8 5,230 83.6%, Clearview 155 146 5 November 6, 1031 82.5%, Collingwood 288,279 3 the 1st of October 31,167 88.2%, ESA 576 561 5 1 November 7, 2390 72.8%, Innisfil 1409 1367 21 2 November 8, 3417 82.2%, Midland 219,213 the 6th of September 26 1191 86.1%, New Tecumseh 1683 1646 18 1 November 8, 3975 78.4%, Aurelia 395 372 9 November 8 1168 88.4%, Oro Medant 267 252 6 November 8 1145 82.8%, Penetanguishene 234 217 8 November 6 2428 90%, Remara 133 131 1 November 2, 1272 84.9%, Severn 97, 89, 3, 1 November 8, 647 83.9%, Springwater 341, 329, 2 November 8, 1591 89.9%, Tay 135, 130, 3 November 8, 1204 85.9%, Tiny 153, 150, 2 November 5, 1140 78.5%, Wasaga Beach 323, 311, 5, 3 November 6, 1363 85%, tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.